MI3 Network.
KP9KPX is mobile.
Good morning, and NYOU.
How you doing? Went to the demo derby last night, as you know, and not many people were there. The stadium wasn't full. It was probably about halfway full, which is why they stopped racing for, because it was halfway full. But they did have one class of racing. What they're doing is they're combining one class of racing with the demo derby, which is kind of nice because it's nice to see both of them. They had street stock yesterday racing. And then they had two stupid new things that I didn't like. They had a DoorDash race. The guy said to eat a hot dog, and after they ate the hot dog, they had to go around two laps, and there were four different colors of napkins and four different colors of buckets. And they had to put the napkins in that bucket, and whoever did that first won the race. That was stupid. Then they had a bucket race where they had a big 5-gallon water on top of their car, and they went around so many laps. I think it was like 5 or 10 laps. And after that, they measured the water and knew who had lost the least amount of water was the winner.
Yeah, they're just trying to get some different stuff, so maybe people won't mind it.
Some things are okay, like the Fox and Hound and different things like that. They're good, though. But they did have regular demolitions, but they're going to hit each other, too. That's good, too. That's always been my favorite. They didn't do that yesterday, though. But they did race street stock yesterday, and they had what they call the... I keep forgetting what it's called, where they try out and see who comes in, who starts first and second, time trials, I think they call it, but they had that, they had two of those, and then they had the main race then.
Okie dokie. At least you had fun, though.
Yeah, they got street stock, they've got several different classes, like 5 or 6 different classes of racing, and they're going to have 5 demo cars, and they're going to have the different classes each time. Like July 24th, they're going to have the Hornets, that's the small cars, like our cars, they're small cars, and those cars sound like bees whenever they go by, and they probably only go like maybe 50 miles an hour, but I was surprised there wasn't too many people there.
Yeah, probably because people were, it was a nice day, and people were out doing yard work.
It went up to 82 yesterday.
That it was.
Towards the end, it started getting windy, which made it a little bit chilly, but I had my JC kit in the car. I had my winter coat, hat, and gloves, and a jacket, and I didn't need any of it. I just put up with it, and then finally it ended then, and I went home.
Alrighty.
I'm going to come out to join them sometime and see how much fun it is. I'm going to get my car washed, but it's dirty, and it's going to rain Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so it's like, why bother to get it washed when it's going to get dirty again? I'll just get it washed Thursday or Friday.
All right. Okie dokie.
Sometime this week and next week, I'm going to clean up the inside. It's pretty dirty from all the winter dirt and stuff, so I gotta clean it out.
CMN Network.
Be quiet, lady. We're talking. I gotta tell you what happened. There was this guy there. He looked just like Mike, except he had more hair, and he was a little bit shorter, but I looked at him for a minute or two, and like, is that Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He was down in Hamvention Friday.
He was where?
He's at the Hamvention on Friday, you know, Xenia, Ohio, Dayton.
Okay, okay. I've heard I called that before.
It's always been called Hamvention.
I don't remember then. So what are you up to today?
No, not too much. I'm gonna, probably do a couple things around here and do some, gotta go a couple places too today, so I'll probably be out and about too.
No, I mean, you're probably going to the grocery store or something.
I might. I haven't decided yet.
I forget, Tuesday, I'm sure you still know, but they're not going to have the flying field, so I'll go to a pass again.
Yeah, alrighty.
Gary's going to be on vacation, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, you can get the money, you can get the stuff and cook it on the grill. And then Gary will reimburse you.
Worry about that. I just my sister going there. Cassidy is 418 and one place is 423 right across the street here where Kern and 31 are at.
Yeah, it's going to be that way.
It's been what it was. 2 weeks ago, I paid $4.99.
$4.85 or $4.89, one of the two.
So, $4.20 is as cheap compared to what it used to be. Should I could afford to go to that ham fest?
You do what?
I wish I could afford to go to the ham fest.
Yeah, you could.
When you got bills to pay.
Yeah, but just think of that 5-hour drive down there.
That's the worst thing, it is 5 hours away. But it's 5 hours from here to Akron.
Right.
It's 280 miles to Akron, so it's probably the same to Dayton, probably.
Could be.
You said I drive one more time to La Paz, right? It's your turn.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll mark that on the calendar.
Alrighty. And so where you at now?
Let's see here. Getting close to just a flashing light here. Let me see here when I get here. That racing place here, that's where I'm close to right now. Time.
Okie dokie.
I think it's going to be a nice day, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's going to rain. I'm getting tired of the rain. Just rain. I'm trying to paint my garage, and I can't get it done. And I'm barely able to get my sister's grass done and our trimming done. Man, it's just rain. I'm tired of it.
Well, you'll be able to get work done come probably July or August, somewhere around there.
I haven't done by then, but with all the rain, you know, it's like,
Alrighty.
Lakeville this week and have this guy named Kevin. He was here one time when I picked up my car. I'm having to change my coolant and do my oil change. I'm getting close to the oil change time.
Okie dokie.
It made this stunt, so the car lasts a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
These cars can last 300 to 400,000 miles easily.
Oh, yeah.
When I drive one another when it's necessary, I don't make special trips. I need to go to Menards or something. If I'll wait a day or two, and when I go to the church, I will, when I'm from church, I'll stop at Menards or like a Tuesday whenever we go down to the pass, I'll stop then. But there's been times I've back on a Monday or something, my knee is stopping, and he says, well, just wait till tomorrow, Joe, he'll get to ride. So here's my special trip. First day, two days, I need some cruise to fix something. These are fixed right now, as a matter of rule.
Where you gotta go is, you know, ways away. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Suzanne on AM, November 9, Health Any Mike.
KC90 JP Mobile.
This is the CNN Network, MI3.
Good morning, Rich, and on YOU.
Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad at all. Not too bad. Stuff and about. Going through some YouTube stuff from Hamvention.
Oh, okay. Did you have a good little Dakota camping event?
No, I didn't even go. I wanted to go, but it wasn't in the cars this time. But no, that's what I've been doing. Just watching the ones that the YouTubers put on. It's the next best thing to be in there.
No, copy that. Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of non-ham related stuff today. Of course, the lawn has got to get done today, then I got to run the motorcycle up to get it looked at. And then somewhere in there I've got all these little projects that are staring at me wishing to get done.
Oh yeah, I got some projects too. I gotta get going on too today. I'll at least start them, and then through the week I'll finish them.
Well, that's the problem for me. It's during the week. I got such long work days right now that by the time I get home I'm exhausted, and the weather hasn't cooperated very well with me. When I do get off work and I've got some energy, so these things just kind of build up and sit. I almost need like a week off to get things done.
Yeah, it's kind of with me too. By the time I get home, I'm tired and I don't want to do nothing, but, there's times I don't even want to cook, but it's like, if I don't cook, I don't feel like eating junk food or anything, so. But signed up cooking. But yeah, I definitely know what you mean though.
Cycle of life. Cycle of life. Speaking of cycle, I haven't heard if JP's out there. This is a good morning for that.
I am. I just kept on getting walked on this morning every time I try to get on this system. Not with you guys, but that was just a matter of somebody quicker than I am, but earlier, you know. But anyway, that's just how that goes. I'm waiting for a friend. You know, I've got to ride to 65.
There he is. All right. Well, we'll let you get in there, John. That's not a problem. Pick it up there, Brian.
Yeah, John, yeah, I got to say, it was me and my one buddy. He's definitely quick on the key. But, yeah, sorry about that, John. But, go ahead.
Cockadab. Hey, good morning, Brian. Yeah, I was trying to test things out earlier when I was doing my warm-up and so forth, and I couldn't use it edgewise. Oh, I'll leave it as that. You know, now I got to wait a little bit, and seeing some other friends that showed up that they're already hitting the route, which is no big deal. Yeah, I need to ride with a slower group than the offers that I've had at the moment to tag along.
Hey, John, where's your travels going to take you today? What trail are you guys on? What part of the state or states are you headed to?
We're staying in state. For the most part, LaPorte County. I don't think we're getting out of the county one bit, you know. So we're starting at the fairgrounds and then somewhere, let's say we'll end up west of the fairgrounds, possibly most of our time be somewhere southwest between here and Westville, you know.
Oh, very good, very good. Take it off there, Brian.
Yeah, that's good, John. Yeah, at least you'll have a nice day for it, definitely.
Yeah, because we'll end up in West Louisville. They gave me a map, so no electronic navigation this time.
Well, I imagine you'll probably end up on the County Line Road at some point.
Oh, yeah, somewhere around Otis. Actually, 300 North would be the farthest north we'd be on the County Line. And, I guess they're looking at things a certain way. I signed up for it, so we'll see, you know, see how that goes there, because I did have the idea that I was going to be out for blood speed-wise, and that's not a good idea this time around, you know, but I think it still happened. And I just have to laugh at that, because the last ride I did pull away from some people that it was really surprising that I did. And I had to wait for them to catch up, and I'm like, I might be that strong today. Don't know, best off not to try.
Yeah, don't blame you there. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to be around Otis, you might stop and see Russ, but come to find out, he's over in Xenia also. So he texted me yesterday, so... But that's good. At least you have a nice ride, though.
Hey, copy that. And this is one of those scenarios that the way the map is drawn, I'm better off riding with somebody that knows the route better than I. It's very easy to, as I look at it, to screw up. And it's not necessary for my lack of knowledge. It's a matter of some things are too much data. I look at the map, it'd be like more deja vu. Like, wait a minute, this is not today's ride. This is the one I did years ago, you know, something like that.
Well, whatever adventures, wherever they take you. Have safe travels there, John, as always. And I'll hear a little bit here and there to keep track of your travels and give you a shout-out, see how you're doing. And but I am almost destinated, and you have a great day, Brian. Same to you. And we'll catch you guys out here again. KC9DJP.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm gonna have to go with you because I got a couple things I gotta do here real quick. But yeah, it was good talking to you, Rich, and good talking to you, John. And yeah, John, you take it easy, and I can't even think right now. And be careful, and I'll try and be out here too. So you guys have a good one, and we will talk to you later on. And on YOU.
Hey Rich, Brian, 73, you both have a great day. And I got a feeling I may still be on the road about 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see how this one goes. It's going to be a little later start than I would normally do just for me and me, but I ain't complaining. I should have good company one way or another on this stuff. But hey, 73 guys, I'll be out here somewhere. K9DJP.
Alrighty, 73 and 9YOU.
K9DJP1. Good morning, Hayden, K9DJP.
Morning, there, John. Sounds like you're out in the forum, but good luck now.
W9JOM connected.
Especially if she went up
Highway 12 towards New Buffalo, towards our church. There was a lot of places up there that you just wouldn't get in. I think with the 5/8 wave, I think that fixed the problem, but we haven't tested it enough to see.
Alrighty, yeah. Copy that. I think I've tried the 5/8 wave, the ones I have on are in the truck for about 38 or 40 inches. So I'm assuming that's probably a half wave. I've never actually looked at the specs. But we're getting ready to go into the restaurant here, going out for some breakfast this morning. So I'll say 73 for now, and we'll catch you later. 89 CWS, 8902Y.
73, sir. You have a good day. KC9PWX.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Mike lately?
texted him on Friday, heard him Friday going down to Hamvention, but that's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in probably 2 or 3 weeks.
All righty.
A few freight cars I was noticing in one of the, a couple of my trucks that had broken couplers. So I got to fix them and do a couple of things like that around the basement. My DC minifier did it again. I turned it on and the button filled it stopped running. It does that every time I turn it off. If I keep it on, it doesn't fill up. And it drains it through the hose, but when it gets too cold, I want the heater on and that off.
Nah, I always leave mine on year-round. And It actually puts out a little bit of heat, so it's nice.
A little bit, not much, though, but still, that's a waste of money to let it run. That and the heater run all the time because, you know, both those take a lot of electricity.
No, no, the identifier doesn't, because it's just on when it needs to and then off when it's not running. But with the heater, it's on all the time.
My heater's on a lot downstairs, but the dehumidifier stays on all the time, too. They're still in here, it's a lot, but you know, I've got a big basement, too. And I'm just interested in heating and cooling my area down. I don't do the train room or the freezer or anything like that. Try to save my money as much as I can and just heat just the living room. I don't need to heat the other areas of the basement.
Right. Well, it's basically the same way with the dehumidifier.
Like I said, I turn it off when I don't need it. Like most of the last week you kept my jacket by then. I didn't need it, so I had to heat on.
Yeah, but even in the winter, you'd be surprised some of that stuff, the moisture down there.
Sometimes it freezes up, so there's no use in doing that. I've had to do that before.
All right, yeah, that's odd, because mine never did.
Well, I said it freezes up in the wintertime if you run it. Poles are all frozen.
Yeah, that is weird.
Not really big cost, I see it, but the one I've had, I really, but there's no sense in running something that you don't need if you save money like that by using what you need and what you need. If you don't need it, shut it off.
Alrighty.
That's like you told me when you were last winter, not this past winter, but the winter before, it wasn't too bad of a winter. You told me to shut off my heater when I was spending a week up at David's and watching the cola. And it's like, yeah, I started doing that, and that saved me a little bit of money.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason. That was a fire hazard because it was unintended. That's why. Because, yeah, you get a call when you're out there saying, oh, the house is on fire because you left the heater on and it was unattended.
There's nothing around it that can cause the fire.
Don't matter. The cord, you know, whatever. It could.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I had you shut it off when you were up there.
418. Or, let's see here. This is here. Yeah, 418, and wow, diesel, 624. I'm glad you don't have a diesel.
It's been that way for a while. No, that's all right. We'll be paying higher at the stores, too, because everything gets delivered by diesel.
Yeah, I got stuff at my sister's house, and I gave her mail for her. She might get out of the hospital tomorrow. And at church, the women have a secret society. They buy each other gifts, and they give it to each other. And I got her a gift from one of the light you saw. I would take that and put it on her dining room table so she'll get it when she gets out of the hospital. Probably tomorrow, from what she said. She called me this morning and says, well, it didn't expect the hug to be here another day.
All righty.
Here goes again. I'm here on 31, just about a mile south of Island Road. I'm going 45, and everybody is passing me.
Yeah, that don't surprise me.
I remember one time I was going 55 down through here, and people were passing me. It's like, gee whiz, it's going to be slowing down here, it's going to the city. And if I'm going 55 and I get past, that's just insane. People are stupid.
Well, at least it's not you.
Yep, they'll be getting a ticket, not me. And I've gotten 4 tickets in 3 states over the years, and 2 in Indiana, 1 in Iowa, and 1 in Ohio. The one in Iowa, that was a frame up. The other 3 I deserved, but the one in Iowa, I got a frame for that ticket.
Alrighty.
Giving my money for Tuesday, but I'm driving by Culver saying, boy, I wish I could eat there right now.
Hey, you could.
Yeah, I put off the credit card. I'm not going to do that. I'll pull my credit card. It's low, but I want to just pay it off and not use it except for emergencies.
Alrighty.
Out of all my portables, which one do you think is the newest one?
Probably what that tri-band you have, the Bofang, and I think is probably going to be the your newest one, I think.
Really, that surprises me. I didn't think it would be the Bofang. Wow. About how old is that?
I don't know. There's been so many versions of it. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's my old one. Probably the Elinco.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't mind having something old that works. I don't know if I could buy a new radio every so often. I just don't I don't have the money for that. But I got the HRO catalog, and I also got the GX catalog, and I see all sorts of things in there I want. But it's like, wow. And you know the explicit player says, call. Like, okay, I know it's I can't afford it if it says call. And you call, you think from what they tell you.
No, like for the radios, the main reason why they say call is because there's sales and the prices change on those radios all the time because of sales and everything else. So, or their clearance or whatever. So that's why on the radios they say call.
Well, there's some things that they list the price for, but I always thought it's because it's too expensive and they wouldn't even call.
No, that's the main reason because of the, because they run sales and everything else on them.
Oh, okay. All my radios work, and I can't see replacing them because they're good. My newest one, I think it has this mobile Elinco 220. That's probably my newest radio, and Elinco still makes a 220. I think they're Elinco's the only company that makes 220s.
No. No, it's also, we've got some of the Chinese radios that have 220 in them too, but Elinco and Kenwood are the only ones.
Kenwood makes one too, I didn't know that.
Well, they used to, and right now they've got a mobile rig that is going to be out here. Who knows? It's a tri-band. It's a 750, but that's going to be expensive. But that's a tri-band, 2220 and 440.
What? It doesn't have 2 meters there?
I said 220 and 440. Tri-band.
I didn't hear you say two meters. Okay, no problem.
CMN Network.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, not many people do produce the 220, mobile or portable. Go past your place, and I'm just going over the speed bump. I found my sister's house. You can get her mail out real quick.
I'm going to say, yeah, might as well. You're already out.
That's what I figure. And they're saying it's going to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I want to work on the garage, and I got trimming to do at her house. I spent probably last week about 6-7 hours at her house doing the trimming and cutting the grass and just doing that stuff because the trimming hadn't been done in like 2 or 3 years because I was always going up to Michigan to watch my grandson. So I'm getting the trimming done. I've got it all done except for the north part of the extra lot. That's 50 feet long, so that's going to take a while, but after I get that done, it'll be all done.
Alrighty.
Looks a lot better there. If you ever get a chance and you're in the neighborhood, drive by and check out how it looks. Plus, you can do the scene there, but high grass near the fence. And I did especially around the extra lot. There was a lot of high grass because I just didn't have time to get to it. Last 2 years, my goal was just to cut the grass, so code enforcement would be on.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I kept code enforcement off, but I finally did the trimming. Boy, does it look good. It hasn't looked that good in a couple of years because I just... She don't care about the trimming. She said, you don't have to do it. I go, yeah, I know, but I'm going to do it because it looks a lot nicer.
I can bring up Michigan City.
Nice outside. It's unbelievable. I'm so used to thinking it's going to snow today or tomorrow and all, but all of a sudden, at the track yesterday, a perfect day. I mean, it was warm but not hot, and it was a nice breeze, and it was great. A perfect day for a Temple Derby.
Alrighty, I think I heard a station out there. Go ahead. Okay, maybe not.
Okay, well, her at my sister's house, if you're going to be around later, I will, in about 5 minutes, I'll kind of go in there and get the newspaper and stuff. And, I'll be back in a few minutes. Yeah, 9YOU, KB9, KBX.
Alrighty, 9YOU.
KB9KBX is back. 1 mile trip. Well, nobody's around. KB9KBX is clear.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KI9, you testing?
CMN Network, 220.
KA9 PWX.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
N9OKA, this is KI90.